If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
617-655-1234. You can always call into the studio or you can text us. And this actually happened off the air yesterday. We got a call from Monica in Milford, unsolicited. She just called in. She said, I felt like it was a crappy Monday morning. The weather was bleh. Mm-hmm. And you just needed a story to lift your spirits. And the story she's going to tell you is going to lift your spirits. It's going to make you feel so much better about how you have injured yourself doing something silly, because that's what happened with Monica. Listen to how she separated her shoulder, I think it was?
She'll tell us.
Everyone in my life has gotten a huge kick out of this, and it's caused some laughs, and there's nothing I can do but laugh about it. So last Wednesday, I was playing with my three-year-old just before bedtime, and he's really big on, like, peekaboo, but it's not just, you know, hide behind a towel kind of thing. He's three, so it's a little bit more involved, you know, throwing your arms up and boo or rah. And I was playing with him and I dislocated my shoulder.
How aggressive are you peeking, Monica?
Apparently excessively. Yeah, it was really fun telling the staff at the ER, my coworkers, and the best part was on Friday, I had to tell 60, 11, and 12-year-olds that I dislocated my shoulder playing peekaboo because I teach sixth grade.
Carson, this so sounds like something you would do. Like, so, you just look at something funny and something goes awry. So don't feel alone, my friend.
Monica, this happened to me. I was, I don't remember how old I was. I was probably fifth or sixth grade, and I have a younger brother. His name's Henry, and I was just trying to distract him because he was upset and crying. And we were playing peekaboo, and we were tickling, and we were, you know, like wrestling on the bed or whatever. And you over-exaggerate everything with a kid to make it funny.
Uh-huh.
Like, you threw your arms up and separated your shoulder. Well, when he did something, I, like, threw myself back, like, oh, my gosh. I threw myself back so hard that I fell and caught the corner of the nightstand next to the bed.
Ow.
And put a gash in the back of my head.
Oh.
You can still see it to this day. I had to have like 14 stitches put into the back of my head. There was blood everywhere. It was all over the sofa, or all over the bed, all over the carpet, all over me, all over my brother. My mom came in and she's like, thought I had murdered him or something like that. I'm like, no, I'm the one that's hurt. I'm the one that's bleeding.
Oh my God.
I figure y'all could use a laugh on a dreary morning, and I know you guys are usually letting us all laugh at your expense, so I figured I'd throw you a bone.
You're a gem.
I appreciate
you. You are a gem.
Well, thanks, Monica. We appreciate that. Take care of yourself, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm hopefully going to have an MRI this week. So here we go.
Take it easy. God.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
That was nice of her to do.
She's a good egg.
To just offer herself up, a sacrifice for our smiles.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Oh!
Wow.
That's aggressive peekaboo, Dan.
How aggressive were you peeking?
Yeah, she won't be in the World Championship for 2025, that's for sure.
Jen is from Reading. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So you tore up the kneecap, but how did you do it? That's the best part.
We had just bought a new-to-us truck, and I didn't realize how big the doors were, and I was rushing to get the kids in the car because we were going to see my parents, and I opened up the front door and was too close to it. The bottom corner of the door caught my kneecap and knocked it out of place.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
So I went down, and the kids are like, Mom, are you okay? Mommy, what's going on? I'm like, okay, I'm okay. Hey, guys, look, what's over there? And they all turn their heads, and I pop my kneecap back in the place. And they were like, what was that? I said, a distraction. Okay, let's go. We got to go to D&M Papa's. Okay.
You are a superwoman.
I tore it in two places and wound up having my fourth surgery on that same knee.
Bless.
I'm kind of accident prone.
Did you learn how wide of a berth you need on that door?
Yeah, just a little bit. I give it the whole arm span, whole wingspan to open up that door. Now
you need to wrap your legs in bubble wrap. Protect you at all costs.
Four surgeries just getting in and out of a truck.
Good God!
Thank you, Jen. Elizabeth is from Milford. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Tore your meniscus doing what?
Taking off my yoga pants.
You know, I have had days where I got caught in a sports bra, but I never injured myself. But I did stay there for a long time trying to get out of it all by myself and having to go downstairs like this with my hands above my head looking for scissors. But that beats it.
Laughing because it's like, why didn't you just use your hands? So I was tired, as you are after actually working out in yoga pants, and so I was just like stretching my legs up to pull them off that way instead of using my hands.
Yeah, so like you step on one part of it while you're pulling the other leg up, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. We've all done that.
My knee clipped the counter of our bathroom, and it's like a thick granite. It hurt.
It hurt.
You tore your meniscus. Yeah, it hurt.
No.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. The kids are downstairs. My husband's downstairs. They're like, are you okay? We thought we heard something. I'm like, I think I need help. So, it was fun.
Did you have to have surgery?
No, thankfully. It was a little, not torn enough that I would need surgery. It hurt.
It's so great when you got to go to the...
Bless your heart.
When you got to go to the doctor and you're like, what happened? Lululemon got me.
Right.
They don't care. They like a break in the action that makes them laugh a little bit because they see the same thing over and over again.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your pain and sharing it with us.
Thank you, all of you.
617-655-1234 if you want to share a story of how you injured yourself in a ridiculous way. I think you got a pretty tough task here because these are pretty good.
I think we forgot about one that Dan did that somebody put on the text line, and I would like to talk about it when we come back.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Oh, I totally forgot about that one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.